Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Little Thai food, little peanut butter burger. Oh yeah, that's happening this weekend. Now I say that, but I also wouldn't trade the fact that my family is showing up on the scene. They're coming to my rescue. Goodness. The best friends in life are the ones who help you move. And it's even worse when you live so far away from the people who love you the most, which is the case with me. So I know that many of my friends would have shown up if it was physically possible. Instead, the family is all converging. My mother is actually flying. She said to me, "I hate to fly less than I hate to see you." I think I said that right. In essence, yes, I hate to fly, but I would hate to see you more. Only moms, well, the moms and a few select people in your life will ever say something like that to you. Everybody needs a few people in their lives who will say something along those lines, and I greatly appreciate it. The whole cast and crew are my peeps, as I call them. Sometimes I call them my posse. But there'll be seven of us and two pets in a very cluttered, disorganized house. But by the time they get here on Friday night and then more of them arriving on Saturday, the bathrooms will be clean and the kitchen will be clean and everything else is just going to have to wait. Those two areas are the most important for a family weekend.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Oh, I could use some droids. Can we please have some cleaning and repair droids? They have those, you know. Where all they do is clean and repair things. I could use a few of those. These are the droids that you are looking for. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. No, it will not be a Star Wars weekend. It will be a busy weekend, but it will be the weekend in which I cook out for the first time. And it's also going to be a weekend in which I get the chance to try the peanut butter burger. So producer Chris is part of the peanut butter burger challenge. How close are you to trying the peanut butter on your burger?
I will also be able to do it next week.
Okay, cool. So make sure you issue a full report. I'm going to need the paperwork, the write-up.
Dave and I will be sure to take either a photograph or a picture or something as visual evidence.
All right, cool. Now, you told me that it was a contest and you were going to eat the whole burger, but you didn't think Dave was going to be able to.
I think Dave is going to chicken out so hard that his chubby bunny victory isn't even going to count anymore.
We're going to disqualify him from all food challenges moving forward.
A retroactive disqualification, yes.
I tell you what, I love burgers and I love peanut butter and I don't waste either. And so even if I don't think it's the best combination, I still will be eating the entire burger. Well, eating my portion. I do plan to force my family to try it as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good Friday morning to you. Thanks for joining us. Good to have you on board. I hope you're looking forward to the first weekend of summer. It's coming up. Summer solstice begins on Saturday afternoon. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. We've got a poll up and we've also got the same question on our Facebook page, whichever floats your boat. Boats are good in the summertime. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss sports? And honestly, I thought from your responses that I've gotten, you know, over the last month and a half or so, I've started to see this more and more, that you don't miss sports as much as you thought you would. I was wondering if the results would be different than what they are now. I'm going to retweet the poll again so that it's on my Twitter, or but it's also on our show Twitter if you want to go and you want to read the thread. Right now, 52% of you say you miss sports out of 10. And probably there are some of you that would vote 11, 12, 15, 20. One listener wrote in 437. So 10 is the highest it goes, obviously, but we're talking about a strong 10. Better than half of you who are voting. Now on Facebook, it seems a bit of a mixed reaction, more of a mixed reaction, I should say. And a lot of you expanding on it. So you can either find us on Twitter or Facebook and answer the question, or you can give us a call, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. I had said earlier this week that I don't even care about the fighting anymore with Major League Baseball and the players. I don't even care if they want to play. Just play so that I can enjoy the game, so that we can enjoy the game. Whatever damage has been done, oh yeah, we're going to have to deal with it. There will be fallout. We may forgive in the form of watching the games, but I don't know how quickly we'll forget, if ever. It's a two-part process. Just because we watch the games when they return, if they return, doesn't mean we've forgotten. It doesn't mean that we can go back to the way it used to be. It's like a relationship, right? And so, for those of us who were fooled into thinking, whoa, we're so close to an agreement, after the face-to-face meeting with Rob Manfred and Union Chief Tony Clark, well, think again. We got fooled. Shoot, I get this phrase wrong every time. Chris, don't tell me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me, right?
Ding, ding.
What happens when you get to fool me seven times? My gosh. Seven proposals. Seven. We should stop being duped by baseball and the players. We should stop. Because these proposals are not actually about getting back on the field. They may try to sell them that way, but I'm convinced the reason neither side will agree to the other proposal, no matter how close it is to something they can live with, is because they want to win this fight more than they want to get back on the field.
Well, I know the owners are 100% committed to getting baseball back on the field. Unfortunately, I can't tell you that I'm 100% certain that's going to happen.
Not anymore. Now, I do believe there will be baseball. They're only 10 games apart with the latest proposal and counter proposal and the counter to the counter to the counter to the counter proposal. I said it in my CBS Sports Minute. I put it on Twitter. Icebergs melt faster than this. It's not about, hey, we can live with that proposal. Let's go. Let's do this thing. Let's play. No. The players want it to be their proposal. The owners want it to be theirs. Each side wants to be the last man standing, so to speak. They want the other side to cave. It's all about power now. They got the money part settled for the most part, prorated salaries, and they're still about $300 million apart. But in the world of baseball, a $10 billion a year industry, that's chump change. It's monopoly money to me, to most of us, but that's nothing considering how far apart they were. 10 games. 10 measly games. And yet we have to do this song and dance and go around the mountain again. Seven different proposals have been thrown out there, and seven have been rejected.
We're going to play baseball in 2020, 100%, if it has to be under the March 26th agreement, if we get
Hello,
to that
Robert.
Point in the calendar, so be it. But one way or the other, we're playing Major League Baseball.
I mean, I do believe they'll play. I just think they're wasting time needlessly. It doesn't have to be this way. But for whatever reason, they've chosen to do this the hard way. And they've chosen over and over and over and over again. It's their choice to bang their heads against the wall. Manfred and Tony Clark can't even agree on what to agree on from their face-to-face meeting. One of them says there was never supposed to be a counterproposal. The other one says, oh, I told him there was going to be a counterproposal. I asked Chris, do you think I've written more CBS Sports minutes about the fight in baseball than they have had proposals rejected? It's a pretty good question. I'm thinking I actually have, because this goes back now more than a month. And let's be honest, there's only so much material for CBS Sports minutes right now. I guess I could write one about ice cream, but I'm not sure how my bosses would feel about that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So now what? I feel like I ask that question every single day. I feel like Jim Bowden tries to answer that question every single day. He's a long time. I don't even tell you who he is anymore, right? He's a long time front office exec, and he's on CBS Sports HQ.
I think there were mixed reactions. I think there were some owners that felt that they were very close to a deal to be ratified. So I think it was a little bit of a wake-up call. But for the most part, I hear optimism, and I feel like the owners feel like we're going to get a deal here. One side's at 60 games. One side's at 70 games. But think about this. They both agree that opening day is July 19th, and one side says let's end the season on the 27th, and the other side says let's end it on the 30th. This is a very easy deal to meet in the middle of 65 or 66 games.
It's a very easy deal, and yet they're not going to meet in the middle until they've gone another round in the ring. I accidentally earlier, I meant to use my iceberg metaphor, and instead I used the Titanic. But I guess that's appropriate as well, right? This 2020 season is, in fact, like the Titanic. Its glory is going to be short-lived. We know that for sure. And so onward to other sports. Golf started yet another tournament, this one in Hilton Head. And I'll say it again. I'm really impressed with the fact that they have now had nearly 1,000 COVID-19 tests, and not one of them has come back positive. That's a commitment and a discipline and a decision to be safe, so that they can play. They get back on the course and they can stay on the course. They don't want to get shut down. NASCAR, same thing. They finally got to the point where it's a little more like a well-oiled machine. They're utilizing various tracks on their circuit. They don't want to get shut down now by an outbreak. And so they're doing what they're supposed to. They're following the health and safety protocols. And golf is doing the same thing. And so I'm impressed. And it gives me hope that it's possible, even though golf and NASCAR are not contact sports. It does give me hope that it's possible in terms of the bubble for the NBA and the NHL. If you get tested a bunch, you go in knowing that everybody in the bubble is clean, and you follow the health and safety protocols, and in the case of the NBA, 100 plus pages worth, but you are responsible for yourself, for your teammates, you're disciplined. You recognize that it's for a short period of time. Well, then the risk is mitigated. Thus, the anonymous tip line to tattle on anyone who leaves the bubble.
If I get the Rona, on top of that,
Oh my gosh. No. Negative Ghost Rider. I'm so glad no one in the NBA has put out a video saying, if I get the Rona, on top of that, if I get the Rona.
Get the Rona.
I hear Blake Snell in my sleep. If I get the Rona, everything you say after that, I can't. I'm not with you anymore. No, anything you say after that.
Rona.
Stop it, Chris. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so back to golf. Crowded leaderboard, except for the top three golfers in the world. None of them broke par. But Jordan Spieth, he's in there. Ricky Fowler's in there. Brooks Koepka is in there. Honestly, the two sound bites that caught my attention from golf had nothing to do with the leaderboard. So here's another one that's going to make you laugh. I think similar to Blake Snell, when you ask Bryson DeChambeau why he bulked up. Now, he put on 40 pounds of muscle. 40 pounds of muscle. We've shown you the photos. They're on our social media again, so check them out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. He went from lanky and lean, more like a bean pole. That's not a thing, is it? A bean stalk? What's
string
a bean?
Bean?
A string bean. What's a bean pole? Where's that guy in Seattle who just said you never mix up your words? Oh my gosh. Anyway, he was lanky and lean. He was skinny. He was thin. He's not anymore, but he did it intentionally. And he was asked on Thursday why. Bryson was asked, why did you bulk up during quarantine?
I got bored. I love the game of golf, and I love the journey that it takes me on, and I want to keep pursuing different avenues to try and get better, be the best I can possibly be, and I felt like this was one that I could accomplish.
Nothing that you say after I got bored matters. You answered the question honestly the first time. I got bored. And so I decided I would lift weights, document it on social media, pack on 40 pounds. I mean, accomplishing my goals, yada, 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 yada. Nope. I got bored was all I needed to hear.
I got bored.
And then the reporter afterwards, oh. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's see. A couple things. If you missed my conversation with Trey Thomas, longtime Eagles offensive lineman, left tackle, I think I blame him for the fact that I'm laughing so much because he got me started. He was so funny when we talked to him. Really funny. Just wait until you hear him put Bryce Harper on blast. So we are, and baseball too, actually. We are going to bring back part of that conversation. And there's so much more to it. Andy Reid in his Hawaiian shirts. Carson Wentz as a quarterback and taking a bunch of flack. But we're going to bring back just a portion. The rest you're going to have to get on our podcast, afterhoursamielawrence.com. And then the other piece of audio from the golf tournament on Thursday that jumped out at me. Rory McIlroy, actually, I wouldn't say he's putting his fellow European golfers on blast, but he is calling them out. I got bored. Oh, and in case you needed to wake up on this Friday morning, maybe you need to shake the cobwebs out, Aubrey Huff is more than willing to help you do that.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Second and four from the 7 yard line. Hurts zone read, keeps it himself right up the middle into the end zone. A touchdown. Second touchdown run of the first quarter for Jalen Hurts.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Eagles Radio Network. And we share that with you, A, because we love football, and B, because bottom of the hour, you don't want to miss a portion of my conversation with longtime Eagles offensive lineman, I almost said Jalen Hurts, Trey Thomas. He covered a wide range of topics. Now, you're not going to hear the part about Andy Reid and his Hawaiian shirts or about mobile quarterbacks, so that part's really good. Carson Wentz, even, he talked about the Eagles starter, too. Really good stuff, but we're going to bring back another piece of it that will feature him putting Bryce Harper on blast. So, yeah, that's good stuff. And we'll do that after the update at the bottom of the hour. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up on Friday night, 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, the most unique event in PBR history continues as the top riders in the world team up to take on the Monster Pit. That's only on CBS Sports Network. See, there are sports out there. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss the sports world that we normally get this time of the year? Spring, summer, we would have just crowned the latest Stanley Cup champion. I mean, think about the last couple of years with the St. Louis Blues in a Game 7, their first ever Stanley Cup, or even the year before with the Washington Capitals, and also the NBA Finals and the Toronto Raptors winning their first title in franchise history after years of knocking on the door and running smack dab into the Cleveland Cavaliers. And of course, the end of the Golden State Warriors run with 5 consecutive finals appearances. And so there's always so much drama that's packed in, not to mention winner take all games and all of that we missed. And we're back in various ways with the different niche sports, but still waiting on these team sports. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much have you missed them? It's interesting because as I was talking about golf and the fact that these guys are committed, the players, the caddies, the tour personnel, nearly 1,000 COVID-19 tests now in multiple places, but including Fort Worth and then Hilton Head, and they've all come back negative. And I think that's a direct reflection on the commitment that's required. But Rory McIlroy, who's one of the top players in the world, is actually questioning the commitment of some of his fellow Euro golfers. Now, he never left the United States during the pandemic, okay? So he's got a place in Florida. He stayed in Florida. He did not leave the USA. But there are golfers who don't want to come back to the United States. They don't want to deal with the quarantine period when you come in and then when they would go home. And McIlroy thinks that that's self-serving.
If I were in their shoes and I was asked to come over to the States and shelter in place or quarantine for 2 weeks before these tournaments, I would have done that because we've got, like, I mean, if you really care about your career and care about, like, moving forward and, you know, like, you should be here, I think.
So McIlroy has been pretty strong in his opinions that these guys should be around, not just to support the tour, but for their own careers. And we've seen, 15 of the top 20 in the world at the Colonial, the top 3 in the world at Hilton Head. These are not always events that the best golfers in the world attend, but they went 3 months without any events, and this is their way to kind of get back in a groove, but also to get back to what they love and to support the tour. And I think those are important. And to hear from Rory that he feels the same way, that these guys should be making the effort, that's important too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jordan Spieth, part of the mix, and a piece of history. Can we call this a Friday nerd alert? I'm so out of practice. I have to do a bigger, deep breath. I feel like I'll scare people, though, on this Friday morning. Longest birdie streak of Jordan's career coming in the first round at the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head on Thursday. 6 straight I don't have any idea why I said that. Birdies is not a hard word. And a 29 over the back 9 to finish at 5 under. So he had a horrid start to his first round, but then went on this birdie tear. Tweet, tweet. So 6 in a row, longest birdie streak of his career. And that is a, Chris, do I say it or do you say it? Who's saying it?
I think you got it this time.
Okay, here we go. Me, 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 me. Hopefully the voice is warmed up enough. Nerd alert! Ooh, that was a good one.
Like you never left.
It's like riding a bike. All right, so congratulations to Jordan. He's part of that leaderboard. Ricky Fowler's a bunch of guys that you know within 3 shots of the lead. Ian Poulter actually drained a 30-footer on that last hole, and that put him into a tie for the lead. So this is what you've been waiting for. We love to do, we haven't done it in a really long time just because, well, you know, everything is just, it's not the same over the last 3 months for obvious reasons. And we were doing these regular Facepalm Friday moments where we would either have a piece of audio or there'd be some action that from the world of sports or sometimes outside the world of sports that just made us want to go, wait, I have to do a good one. Sometimes I leave a red mark on my head. There we go. Facepalm Friday. There's an emoji for that, actually.
Facepalm Friday.
The voice god is all in on this one. And so is Andrew Bogish, who's joining us to get his update in the top of the, at the bottom of the hour. And he's at his own super secret location. So, Andrew, we're glad you're here because Aubrey Huff has a great surprise for you. This is our gift to you on a Facepalm Friday.
I posted a tweet yesterday about no longer willing to comply for wearing a mask inside a grocery store. And the liberal left, the soy boy professors, and the blue check mark crazy cat ladies were in unison guilt shaming me for threatening the lives of millions of innocent people. Now, if you want to wear a mask and live in fear the rest of your life, it's certainly your prerogative. But the vast majority of well-adjusted, sane, common sense people that aren't sheep, that can reason for themselves, agree with me. I understand the coronavirus is real And if you have pre-existing conditions or you're an old person, and I know this sounds insensitive, but somebody
don't
has to say it.
Don't say it.
You are morbidly obese, then stay the home. Just because that is your plight in life doesn't mean the whole world has to shut down. You know, I was at the grocery store today, and the two ladies that were checking me out were wearing these masks. And I love to make people like that smile and laugh and have a great conversation. You couldn't even see the wrinkles in their eyes with their smiles. They look so beat down and run down. Oh, this is not a selfish thing for me. This
oh,
is
stop it.
A thing for me to try and free Americans so they can freely breathe.
Free
it's
Americans.
Not healthy to breathe in your own CO2 all the time. And it seems like everybody's a coronavirus expert. Listen, if I, God forbid, get the coronavirus, guess what I do? I go home, I get well, and I go back and live my life. I would rather do that. Hell, I would rather die from coronavirus than to live the rest of my life in fear and wearing a damn mask.
So dramatic. So dramatic. Now, there's more. I don't know if we have time. Do we have time for the rest?
I don't. I'm good.
Oh, but it's actually even funnier because he tries to clarify about why he's right. I'm not sure. I mean, there's so many pieces of this that are ridiculous, like the blue checkmark cat ladies or whatever. And that's
I want to meet one of them. I didn't think, you know, Twitter is really difficult to give out the blue checkmark. I didn't think they had gotten to the crazy cat lady population yet. But if they did, congrats to everybody.
He goes on to say that there are two kinds of people in this world, essentially. The liberals who are wearing masks and the God-fearing sane Americans who are not, as if no liberal can be God-fearing and no conservative can not want to wear a mask or wear a mask. I don't know. It's just so crazy. But then wait, Chris. I'm sorry, Chris. I just want you to hear the very end of what he says, Andrew, because we'll skip the middle part of the second video. But can you please play this is his punchline, Andrew, to the very end of his second video.
And I went ahead and slept like a baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, good. I'm at glad. You know what? That's what matters, is that he gets his rest.
Oh, my gosh. It's a good thing he doesn't play anymore, because he would be banned from everything.
Then stay
if he still played, he'd be standing at whatever his home stadium was at home plate with a bat in his hand, begging someone to throw a pitch to him because everything is fine.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, seriously, people are crazy. Stay away from social media. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, just I thought that might make you laugh at him, not with him, but at him. Over there.
I mean, sometimes most people I'm okay with laughing at. I've run out of patience and listening ability for Aubrey, because this is not the first time he has said things that have been outlandish and that I disagree with strongly.
Who agrees with him? I mean, okay, there are probably a few.
Well, I mean,
but
there are some people, I'm sure.
Yeah, but he divides everyone into two categories. Life is not that simple. People are not that simple. I am a blue checkmark cat lady, and I still wear a mask. I mean, I don't know. Just... Right. I mean, I maybe am a cat lady, but...
And that's all well and good, and it has nothing to do with your decisions about masks. I mean, there's like 19 different logical responses to Aubrey Huff, none
so
of which
good.
He would listen to.
No, of course not.
But there are definitely people who are going, yeah, Aubrey, you got it. I'm with you. Sign me up. I'm throwing my cats out. I'm taking my blue check away. I'm with you.
And I went ahead and slept like a baby.
I want to sleep like a baby. Taking that mask off.
Okay, I do actually want to sleep like a baby. I wish I could share that, but I don't actually have that anything against him for that. But yeah, anyway, so it's a Facepalm Friday moment. It's a good morning to you, Andrew. Just for you.
Thank you for that. I'm going to go have a peanut butter burger now to balance
this
out.
Yes, all right. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Part of my conversation with a longtime Eagles offensive lineman, Trey Thomas, also guaranteed to make you laugh.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
First down, Wentz fakes to Scott. He's rolling, he's looking, still rolling, fires across the field, and it's caught for a touchdown! Josh Perkins! Josh Perkins, a 24-yard touchdown pass from Carson Wentz.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Only 83 days until the 2020 NFL season is scheduled to kick off. Don't know if it will happen. Don't know if there will be any fans in the stands or if those stands will be empty. Don't know about college football either. It's so much up in the air, but every sport coming up with its contingencies and hoping to move forward. Merrill Reese on the Eagles radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We had a chance to catch up with longtime Eagles left tackle Trey Thomas, who's done radio and he has a YouTube channel. He's really good and so funny. We just want to bring back a portion of it because, well, just because we know on Friday morning you want to laugh too. So we'll pick it up where I asked him about being a product of Florida State, also Philadelphia with the Eagles. Will college or pro sports have a stranger atmosphere if they don't have fans?
I think a big time college game without fans would be ridiculous. I mean, just because of you know, the camaraderie that goes on. Like, for me, college football is just ridiculous. I mean, it's on a whole nother level. I think that, you know, some of the fans, you know, when it comes to proteins, especially in the Northeast, it's more about the proteins. But the South, man, when it comes to those football games, it's, you know, it's pretty, it's almost, you know, it's family right, you know, in certain ways, you know. So you got to kind of, it's a different atmosphere. So I just think, like going to a University of Florida, Florida State game with no fans would just be like, what are we doing?
The longtime Eagles left tackle, Trey Thomas, with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk about the Eagles just a little bit more. There was talk back to the quarterbacks just for a second. There was a lot of talk about the Jalen Hurts draft pick. It doesn't seem nearly as controversial as all the talk about the Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love situation in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. But how about the offensive line and the challenge of protecting a mobile quarterback, which Jalen is? I mean, he's a guy who's made a killing on being mobile.
Mm-hmm. Well, the challenge is, the quarterback, I think, just if when you are a mobile quarterback, there are some pluses and minuses. There are going to be some times where we're going to get beat, and I'm going to need you to put those little fancy shoes on and make a special move and make me look good, you know. But then there are times that I need you to get rid of the ball because, I mean, just take whatever the offense gives you and just get rid of the ball. But there are times that when you have those athletic quarterbacks, they tend to hold on to the ball a little bit longer because they always feel like, you know what, well, all else fails, my feet can save me, you know, and that can cause a problem. So I just feel like, you know, just being a quarterback, I think that they need to really work on timing, taking what the defense is giving them. Then now, if that whatever your reads aren't there, then go ahead and make something happen with your feet, but don't wait too long because, I mean, at the end of the day, you only have 2.5 seconds to make a decision.
Mm. It's something I say on my show often, that the NFC East is the soap opera of the NFL because every year there's some kind of drama, but also you can see what's happened with the Eagles the last couple of seasons, even just a few months ago, rallying at the end, taking advantage of a Dallas Cowboys collapse, winning the division. But the last 2 years, even in the face of injuries, being able to come back and, of course, win that Super Bowl title. What do you like about the leadership of Doug Peterson now, who's got the franchise turned around?
I think Doug brought back that family environment, you know, that was kind of missing when Coach Kelly came in. I think when Coach Kelly came in, it kind of took away that family environment. The locker room just changed. You know, it didn't have that same type of energy over at One NovaCare Way. And I think when Doug came in as someone that has walked those hallways, been in the locker room as a player, and also understands the ins and outs of the games as a player and as a coach as well, I think that helped kind of create a different energy in there. You know, you start allowing vets to come back to the facility, and it was just a totally different atmosphere. You could just tell, like, that team really just fed off of the leadership of Doug and his other coaches.
Football is obviously not just a contact sport, but a collision sport. There's no way to avoid the contact like you can in other sports. If you were a player in 2020, Trey, how concerned would you be about the virus and about the health and safety protocols that are going to be required?
You're talking to someone that came off blood clot medication twice so that I could play. So, yeah.
So to you, it would be worth it.
Yeah, to me, I mean, you know, if they give us a date and that's the date that we're running with and all of us on board, all right, let's go to work, you know. But like I said, like as a player, I've put myself in certain situations and have come off stuff just so that I can go out there and be around my brothers
And, you know, and I just feel like, you know, everybody has to feel that comfort, though. And if you don't feel comfortable with it, you can't hold it against them. That's that own person's right to feel the way that they do. But for me, I just feel like, you know what, hey, all right, this is our date. All right, let's go.
So then, as someone who is willing to sacrifice so much to be part of the NFL and to play the game that you love, what's happening in baseball must be slightly infuriating to you.
Oh, yeah, man, because, I mean, everybody's fighting over what? I mean, come on. I mean, let's get it on. Get it going, you know. What are we going to do? Are you going to play or not? You know, and yeah. Then I think you just had Mike Trout put out a statement, and then, I don't know, somebody else put out a statement. I don't know, man. It's been dragging on for so long. It's like, okay, if you keep going any further than the season, it's just you're not going to have a season.
Mm. Bryce Harper wants to be an Eagle.
To do what?
I don't have any idea.
You know, like, everybody think it's sweet. You know, like, what position would Bryce Harper hop his little behind out there and play? I would love to know what position Bryce Harper would like to play.
Not to mention, would he give up all of his guaranteed money for the NFL?
It looked cute with the eye black. You got a nice little jersey on. You have a headband. They throw a little smudge on your face. Yeah, I'm a football. I look like a football player. Yeah, all right. Okay. Come on out. I would love to see what position Bryce Harper would like to play.
No, punter maybe.
now, I tell you what, though. Now, when you look at his dad, his dad looks like he has no problem. Like, all right, what are we doing? You know, because his dad is not shying away from the weight room at all. I think he keeps dumbbells in his pocket just so he can get some curls in on his downtime, you know. But, yeah, man, Bryce Harper, it looked cute, though. Like, oh, yeah, the hair blowing in the wind. You know?
Okay, Trey, just promise me that you'll come on the show again because I don't think I've laughed this hard in a few weeks.
Yeah. But it's a cute picture, very cute picture.
Yeah, it makes a nice social media post, doesn't it?
Yeah. Look at me, Bryce Harper football player. Yeah. All right. What position you want to play?
All right. So this is the kind of stuff you're going to get with Trey on his YouTube channel, In the Trenches with Trey Thomas. I'll expect some of this to pop up on your next YouTube video. And then you can also find him on Twitter at 72 Trey Thomas. And he's most of his career with the Eagles, a 3-time Pro Bowler, left tackle. It's great to talk to you. So just, again, promise you'll come back on the show when you have some time.
Anytime.
If you want to hear him talk about Andy Reid in Hawaiian shirts, or if you would like to hear him talk about how quarterbacks, they're going to survive no matter what kind of flack they get, because that's just the life of a quarterback. He's got some really good stuff, good lines and funny, and I enjoyed talking to him, and so we're glad to have him. And you can hear the rest of the conversation after hours, amylawrence.com. That's the website where our podcast is posted every weekday morning in its entirety, plus interviews are posted separately. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss sports? And I guess if you are trying to read down the line, I said 83 days until the NFL season is set to kick off. If you're trying to read down the line and figure out whether or not the fall will include football, well, there are all kinds of concerns, all kinds of variables and factors. We just don't know the answer to that question. We haven't known the answer to any of these questions. It doesn't matter whether you're on the owner's side, whether you're on the union side of these sports, whether you're a medical expert. There's no possible way to know exactly how this is going to go the rest of the way. And so everybody's kind of flying blind. It was interesting to hear J.C. Treader of the Browns and also of the NFLPA on Sirius XM NFL Radio.
You're almost having to rethink everything you're doing on the field, and how to keep guys safe, and then as well as how we work in the facilities. I've been in the locker rooms and seen how, you know, we have our normal day of packing guys into the locker room, packing guys into the weight room, packing guys into the meeting rooms, and that's not the best way to keep people healthy in the world we're living in right now.
yeah, there are some things about sports that are inherent that you just can't change. What was it? John Harbaugh that said last week that the way that the NFL has listed these protocols to try to keep them safe, the health and safety requirements, they're impossible. They're asking the impossible. So each sport has its own challenges, and of course the NFL has the benefit of watching how every other sport navigates the pandemic and navigates its return. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line always. Sponsored by Geico. Geico has introduced the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. It lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Paging through some of your responses. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss sports? We're about half of you between Twitter and Facebook who say it's a solid 10. Michael on Facebook, I miss the games and the stories as well as the distraction sports offers from some of life's problems. So he says absolutely a 10. Michael says 8, not a big baseball fan, but more of a golf fan, and that's back. All right, so you're in good shape. Paul on Facebook, a 7. My part-time job depends on sports a great deal. I do event security for a major university. And then he says, I supplemented security for the Chiefs last year. It took more than 800 people to provide security every game, and that doesn't count the police officers nor the NFL or stadium security. He says, then think how many are employed at the concessions, medical, cleaning, etc. To many, this is their only income, for sure. Jason says a 9. I love following all the major sports. And Joe says sports has always provided a distraction to the stress of everyday life. So, yeah, I think a lot of us are missing it. Maybe we realize we could get along without it, but we're still missing them. I'm out all of next week. I'm on vacation, but I will talk to you because I will return even if sports don't. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.